contract first or inspection first? So let's dive into it, shall we? So the question goes, I might have my first deal. Congratulations. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about contract first or inspection first. So let's dive into it, shall we? So the question goes, I might have my first deal. Congratulations. I just want to know, if I'm going to wholesale, do I need to do a walkthrough of the house inspection, all right? Or do I just get it under contract and find a buyer? Okay, so good question. Basically, if you're brand new here and to the idea of wholesaling is a real estate investing strategy. Basically, you'll find properties at steep discount. The way you find that is you find owners, distressed owners, right? Like tax delinquent owners, pre-foreclosures, divorce, unwanted inheritances and stuff like that, right? And then you find it, somebody is looking to get rid of it, you lock it under contract, then you sell the equitable rights of the contract. The equitable interest in that contract is what you're looking to sell. When you sell that, you sell it for a fee anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 based on my personal experience. There are people that have done $150,000, $200,000 just by picking up properties like this, locking under contract and selling the contract without having to fix up the house. No need for your personal credit, no need for your personal initial capital. You just have to be able to market. So marketing can take resources like money, like time, like a skill set, right? More importantly, skill set, which is why I'm here to show you the right skill set. Because even if you have money, right, and you don't have skill set in marketing, you're just gonna burn through your money for no reason and waste a bunch of money and not close deals or close enough deals to compensate or to make it make sense. Does that make sense? So you have to be in profit somehow, some way. So that's what wholesaling is about. So hopefully that gave you a little bit of a background so we can understand the question. I might have my first deal. Congratulations, like first deal is really a big deal. If you're watching this video, if you haven't had your first deal or you're struggling to get your next deal, then you want to stick around, okay? I just want to know if I'm going to wholesale, right? That means pick up a property at a steep discount. Do I need to walk through the house? So this is a controversial question because some gurus will say, make sure you're walking through the house, you do inspection and you do proper estimation of the property. I said BS, okay? That's complete BS. It really depends on a case by case. It depends on the situation. So for example, I'm telling everyone like you, right? Like stop thinking about this business as some kind of physical manual labor work, okay? It's about how much value you can bring to a people regardless of if you're touching them in person or if you're touching them remotely, okay? So like for example, right now I'm touching you remotely, but this value you're getting is as real as it gets because this knowledge can be transferred to money for you, right? So you can't just get stuck in 2020, 2000 and digital. You can get stuck on the idea that you have to be physically present. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing as physically you have to be present. Jeff Bezos doesn't think that way. Bill Gates doesn't think that way. What makes you think that thinking that way is going to become profit for you, or you're going to feel more authentic or holier because, hey, I just got to be at the property so I'll make sure. That's BS, okay? You're not moving forward thinking that way. Information is a lot more powerful than real estate itself in 2000 and digital, okay? Now, it's a great thing that we are backed by the timeless magnitude and the power of real estate, okay? Because real estate, we all need shelter over our head at the end of the day. That's what brings the real value at the end of the day, the back-end value though. But information is just much more valuable, if not much more valuable. And if you're not factoring that into your business now, you're missing it. If you think you're not a virtual wholesaler, meaning you can wholesale anywhere in the nation, you're missing it. Because again, there are people from out of town that are wholesaling in your backyard and they can do it better than you. And you're still stuck on old school strategies, okay? So let's continue here. So do you need to walk through the house? The answer is no, but it depends on the particular situation. There are times that in my backyard or somewhere around me, there's a property that comes on my desk and I don't mind. I'll go take a look, you know, just for, doesn't mean the deal is going to be better. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't mean I'm going to get to build a better rapport with the seller. No, it doesn't mean that. Sometimes it's actually when they see you that diminishes the relationship you have with them. Do I know when that is? I don't know. I could care less, but I focus on the value I can bring to the seller. Okay. And I focus on the value I can bring to the buyer. In which case, what I teach you here is to focus on having tons of buyer, building a massive list. So you don't have to worry about the 80% of the hustle, like traditional wholesalers, right? There's enough of them. There's 500 of them joining your business, thanks to YouTube, every day in your local market. So now I'm teaching people that it's the same thing. It's the second part of the business that nobody talks about. Buyers, buyers list, brand new buyers, not 30 years in the industry buyers. Those ones don't want to pay money, right? I'm talking about new people coming into the game, learning how to fix and flips, right? So with that being said, it's not true. You don't have to walk through the house. The person that needs to walk through the house is the person planning to do the fix and flip. If you're just going to be a wholesaler, no, you don't have to walk through the house. You just have to learn how to collect data, transfer data into information, meaning make it a little bit more meaningful for the end buyer, right? And then you sell the right to a contract that can be signed remotely using DocuSign and many other tools out there, or even simply sign and fax. I've been doing sign and fax to me as far back as 2006. So while some people are still stuck, you want to touch it. No, you don't want to touch nothing. The more you touch, the less leverage you have in your business, and then you struggle and you wonder, how come I'm not doing deals? Because your speed is too slow. You got to think a little faster because this information is getting to you that much fast. All right, so it says, or do I just get it under contract and find a buyer? Getting under contract is closer to value for the market. Finding a buyer is closer to value for the seller, or for the person that locked the property under contract. That's value. The person that makes the most money in this industry are the people, are the people that bring the most value to the marketplace, not people that try to touch people. Okay, it doesn't matter. If touching people means more value, then do what you got to do. But for the most part, it doesn't, because information is traveling faster than that, thanks to the mobile devices and all this stuff, you know, the internet, the social media and stuff like that. All right, so right now, if you want to learn how to market and move faster, speed, right? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's where you wanna go, and make sure you pick this up, it's free, okay? And, but the option of a paper Kindle and our audio book is also there as well. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.